Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome on my first podcast on the Blind Geek Zone website. Firstly, I want to introduce myself. My name is Mario and I am from Croatia. Today I'm going to talk to you about Tascam US 144MK2. It's an audio interface, but allow me, before I start to talk about the unit, to apologize in advance for possible mistakes that I'm going to make, because English is not my native language. So let's start with a description of the unit. Tascam US 144MK2 is an audio interface. It's an external sound card that you can use with your computer to record. It's both Windows and Mac compatible, so if you are a Mac user, you can also use this device, and it's very important for blind people that control panel of the unit is accessible with NVDA screen reader and also with JAWS. I am user of JAWS and I also use NVDA screen reader, and you can access your control panel for the unit with both screen readers, so it's quite good. Let me tell you firstly what you get in the box if you are interested to buy such a device. You get a device itself, you get a USB cable that is approximately 1.20 meters long, and you get a user manual, and you get two CDs. One CD contains a driver, and on another one is a version of the Cubase program, that is program for editing and the recording. Unfortunately, that one, as much as I know, is not accessible for the blind, so I'm now using Audacity, and I've also used this device with a Sonar 8.5 producer, and it worked well, so I know that you can use this device to do a professional recording. Now, to describe a device, device has a sturdy look. It's quite sturdy made. It's made of the metal, some kind of, I don't know, aluminum or something like that, but it looks pretty sturdy, and you can take it with you because it's relatively small unit, journeys, and do field recordings with laptop and so on. It's long approximately 20 centimeters, it's about 10 centimeters wide. It's thick around 2.5 centimeters. I'm not sure. So it's something like that. On the front side and the back side of the unit, there are connections, and at the top of the unit there are several knobs and switches. So let me start my description with describing to you a front panel of the unit. Front panel of the unit contains five plugs. Let me start from the left side. First, on the left is a XLR plug, where you can connect your XLR microphones. Next to it is a line-in plug, that's quarter-inch plug where you can connect your device like keyboard or whatever. Then goes another quarter inch plug that is for headphones. Then another quarter inch plug that you can use to connect either some balance device like keyboard, or you can connect your guitar or bass directly into the sound card and record in whatever program you are using for recording. And last one on the right is another XLR plug. Rear part of the unit contains also few plugs. From left to the right, there are first goes one column of two small plugs that are digital audio in and out. Then there are also MIDI in and out, so you can directly connect your keyboard if it has a MIDI connection, or a drum machine, or guitar processor, or whatever. Then there is another column of two small plugs that are RCA, and those are used for monitors. And then goes a USB plug. And now let's take a look at the top of the unit. Top of the unit contains two rows of knobs, upper and lower. Upper row contains three knobs, and lower row contains two knobs. First, on the left side in the upper row is monitor mix knob that you use if you are recording something in your program and you have latency. You can turn that knob far side on the left side, and you won't get any latency then, because you are going to monitor your recording through a sound card itself. It won't send data into computer and then back that data to you, so it won't be any late, but it will still record. Next one, knob in the middle, is for adjusting loudness of your monitors, and the right one knob is to adjust loudness of your headphones. Underneath that row, on the left side of the unit, there is a one switch that is also used for monitor mixing. It has two possibilities. It's stereo or mono mix. So if you are recording, for example, just one from just one source, then you put that switch to mono, that's right position of the switch, and then you will hear all that you are recording in the center. And if it is on the left side, then you will hear stereo. Under those knobs and switch is another row of knobs. There are two knobs, and left one is for gain of the left channel of the card, and the right one is for the gain of the right channel of the card. And under these two knobs, there is one switch in between those two knobs and little bit lower of them. It's your phantom switch that you use if you are using condenser microphone, and it gives a power to your condenser microphone. It's power of 48 volts, so you must be very careful. If your microphone doesn't need phantom power, you must not never turn it on, because it can damage your microphone. And on the right side of the lower right knob, there is another switch that you will use to control which kind of line in is on the right side. If the switch is on the left side, then you will use balanced line in, and if it is on the right side, then you will use guitar or bass in. I want to show you just another thing, that is how accessible the control panel of the unit is. I'm going to use NVDA with I think it's Zero Pro Voice. It's Microsoft Platform 11. You can use that voice with NVDA. If you are using Windows Vista or 7, it cannot be run on the XP Windows. So let's start with a control panel of the unit. I'm going to show you how accessible the control panel is with a NVDA screen reader. So as I said, I'm using Windows 7 64-bit, and I have pinned the shortcut for the control panel of the unit to my taskbar, so let's go to see it.
Start button, Control ESC. Running applications toolbar.
Here it is.
Windows Explorer button. Internet Explorer. Windows Media. US 122 MKII and US 144 MKII control panel button.
That's it. So let's press enter.
TASCAM US 122 MKII / US 144 MKII control panel dialog. Driver version, device, connection type, firmware version, sample width, sample rate, sample clock source, 2.03. Bits, 44.1 kHz internal, no valid signal digital outputs. Digital input status, combo box normal latency collapsed.
So there is a lot of data that you get when you enter your control panel, but let's use our tab key to move around. So we will see what's what.
Audio performance combo box automatic collapsed.
Audio performance automatic. You can switch to internal. Let's try.
Internal. Automatic.
So you have two options, internal or automatic. You are moving it by using your cursor up and down. It's by default set to automatic, and it is used if you are using only that device to record. If you use more devices to record, then you have to put it on the internal. Another thing, let's move with the tab.
Sample clock source combo box /PDIF collapsed.
Sample clock source is SPDIF. That's by default. There is another possible option called
/EBU.
/EBU. But I will leave it at the
/PDIF.
/PDIF. Another one.
Exit button.
Exit. We don't want to use that yet.
Combo box analog inputs collapsed.
Analog inputs. You have also option to choose a digital inputs. I'm on the analog inputs because I'm recording this with a dynamic microphone plugged in the sound card, and also another cable that is connected to headphone output on my laptop, and another part of that cable is connected to right line in jack, so you can hear my NVDA talk into the recording program. Another one.
Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 combo box analog inputs collapsed.
That's not Chapter 1 or Chapter 2. Those are Channel 1 or Channel 2, but that's the way it NVIDIA reads. If there is a shortcut CH, it will be read to you like chapter, not channel, but those are channel.
Chapter 3 and Chapter 4 combo box Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 collapsed.
With this one, you decide what is going to be sent to your outputs.
Line outputs combo box Chapter 3 and Chapter 4 collapsed.
And this one, with this one, you choose which will be your outputs.
Digital input status, combo box normal latency collapsed.
Digital input status, normal latency, you can change it from lowest latency, low latency, normal latency, high latency, highest latency. And we are back.
Audio performance combo box automatic collapsed.
On audio performance automatic.
Sample clock source combo box exit button.
And exit. I'll press that.
Taskbar.
And we are back in the taskbar. Another thing that I'm going to talk to you is about downloading the drivers and the program for your Tascam. So the easiest way to download and install driver is to go to Google website. I'm going to do that right now. So
start menu, start running applications toolbar, Internet Explorer 64,
Internet Explorer 64,
http://www. Edit. Blank.
So it's Google.
Google document.
And now I'm going to write Tascam US144MK2. It's Roman 2, so 2 capital I's. So I'm going to write Tascam US144MK2 Windows 7 64-bit. Drivers.
Tascam US144 key Windows 7 64-bit drivers Google pre-Travenier document. Main landmark result 80 pre-Travenier heading level 2.
And first result.
List with 10 items heading level 3 link product, US144MKIITASCAM.
I'm going to press enter.
Product, US144MKIITASCAM. Link TASCAM, TAC Professional.
Okay, I pressed control key, so I've hashed the NVIDIA. Now I'm going to press letter H a few times to get to download link.
Products link, PC audio interface link. Overview link heading level 3. Getting started link. Images link heading level 3. Specifications link. FAQs link heading level 3. Downloads visited link heading level 3.
Here I am.
Heading level 3 link by now.
By now, no.
Separator. Heading level 3 US144MKII downloads. Separator. Heading level 3 documents.
Documents, so you can download all the documentation that you need. As you could hear, you have an overview of the unit. So you can check anything that I've missed. It is in this podcast.
Drivers macOS heading level 3.
Drivers for the Mac users. And then I think there are going to be a drivers for the Windows users.
Drivers Windows heading level 3.
And here they are.
Separator. Link 2011-06-02-17-30-36. Link US-122MK2 and US-144MK2 drivers for Windows 7, Vista, XP driver ver 2.0364-bit 1.76MB.
And those are mine. They're in a zip format. So if you press enter on that link.
Pane. Windows Internet Explorer dialog. What do you want to do with task MS-122-144MK2 Win64203.zip? Size 1, 75MB from taskm.com. Open button. The file won't be saved automatically. Alt O. Save button. Alt S.
So you press tab to get on the save button. And press enter, and you will get that file into your downloads. I won't do that now because I have mine. So that's the way you will find your drivers. And now let me tell you how you are going to install them. So I'm going to my downloads.
Start menu. Programs grouping expanded. Downloads. Task downloads.
I've pressed them.
Items view list. Taskam not selected 1 of 5. Taskam us 122-144MK2 Win64203 5 of 5. Taskam us 122-144MK2 Win64200. Context menu.
I've pressed application key.
Open O. Recognize. Open in new. Extract all.
Extract all, then you will press that button, then you will tell the program where do you want to unzip that file. And then when you are done with that, you will get file that, you will get a folder that looks
Taskam
like this. Just
Donnie's Taskam 1 of 5. Items view list. TASCAM USB 2x64 2.03 not selected 1 of 1. Selected.
So that's inside of your folder called Taskam. That's the name that I gave.
Items view list. Images not selected 1 of 17.
You don't need that one.
Control panel US-122MKII 144MKII 2 of 17. Setup 3 of 17.
Setup. That one is yours. You press enter and then you will get a classical install wizard that will guide you through the process of the installation. And this pretty much concludes my first podcast. I want to apologize to you for my poor English, but English is not, as I said, my native language, and I hope you get the overview of what you get if you are deciding to buy this unit. The price for the unit now on the eBay is about $110, so it's not too much for that kind of the unit. And it pretty much concludes my first podcast. Thank you for your attention and have a nice day. Bye-bye.